Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Blustery with more flurries possible Wednesday. Highs into the mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently it's 26. 99.7.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM finishing up this Monday. We got a little snow overnight. I guess part of that was because of the Portage power plant. I have no idea how their warm air pumps into the atmosphere and creates snow. Anyway, I thought it was maybe Cascade Mountain. Hope it's been a great Monday. A little chilly. Cars as we finish up a 50-minute music hour.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Unbelievable.
you're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Checks his back, flexes thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
Max FM Sports. Week 13 of the NFL season still has one more game tonight as Denver plays host to Cleveland in Monday Night Football. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Vikings won their fifth in a row yesterday, knocking off Arizona 23-22 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Sam Darnold hit Aaron Jones with the game-winning score with just over a minute left in regulation. Meanwhile, the Packers returned to the practice field yesterday as they get ready to face the NFC North leading Lions in Detroit on Thursday night. The Packers trail the Lions by two games plus the head-to-head tiebreaker with five games left to play. Football Badgers putting their pieces back together today following their season-ending 24-7 loss to the Gophers at Camp Randall last Friday. Yesterday, outside linebacker Leon Lowry announcing on X that he intends to enter the transfer portal and play his final season elsewhere. NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament field unveiled on Sunday. The Badgers will host Fairfield on Thursday. Marquette will take on Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Back streets back, all right.
Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody say. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. We got a Packers victory over the weekend. That was good. They play now on Thursday night against the Lions. The Bucks back into winning form, too, over the weekend.
Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by, moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend, waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you.
Careless Whisper, it is Wham! 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So today is Cyber Monday, and I'm aware that we're doing a lot of shopping. I personally have spent a lot of my free time in between doing some work today checking out all the travel deals. I know tomorrow is Travel Tuesday, but I'm always up on trying to save money. And I talk about that all the time. If you haven't been to MaxFMBigDeals.com, you are missing out on opportunities to save lots of cash. When you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com, you can save 30 to 50% off from area businesses, gift certificates at discounted prices. And so today, with it being Cyber Monday, we've got extra 20% off on all orders over $50. So again, lots of great ways to save cash. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. BigDeals.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Each Saturday leading up to the holiday, it is an opportunity to visit with Santa, enjoy carriage rides, and strolling carolers in downtown Baraboo. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Santa will visit with children at the Al Ringling Theater. Carolers will stroll and sing throughout the downtown Baraboo Business District, and horse-drawn carriages will carry riders around the square. Again, this is each Saturday during the holiday season from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. More details can be found at downtownbaraboo.com. On Saturday, December 7th, it's time for Christmas in Webb Park in Reedsburg. You can kick off the holiday season with this event. Come find a unique gift for someone on your shopping list or treat yourself, and then enjoy all the festive lights and friendly activities that they have. The tree lighting is going to take place at 6 p.m. This event will feature the outdoor light market, plus hot chocolate, s'mores, food trucks, horse and wagon rides, and don't forget Santa Claus. This will be 4 until 7 p.m. at Webb Park in Reedsburg. For all the details, check out Christmas in Webb Park on Facebook. And December 6th through the 8th, it is time for Holly Jolly Sauk Prairie, a number of events this year. They'll be celebrating the magic of Christmas inspired by the movie Elf. The events will take place throughout the weekend, with the majority happening on Saturday the 7th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So many area businesses will be taking part in this event. You can find all the details by visiting saukprairie.com/hollyjolly. As always, this time of year, there are so many events all around the holiday. For the complete list and all the details, be sure to check out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites.
Big Deals!
Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com for amazing Cyber Monday savings right now.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor. Volunteer with a local organization or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Blustery with more flurries possible Wednesday. Highs into the mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 25 right now.
99.7.
Commitment.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance, miss unafraid, miss out my way, miss don't let a man interfere, no, miss on her own, miss almost grown, miss never let a man help her off her phone, so by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected, little miss apprehensive, said ooh, she fell in love, what is the feeling? Misguided heart, misplayed smart, miss if you wanna use that line, you better not start, no, but she miscalculated, she didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love, so by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction, and found inside, she felt a connection, she felt
99.7 Max FM celebrating Giving Tuesday tomorrow. An opportunity for you to help out area nonprofits with your time and or donations. Go to civicmedia.us for more on how to get involved this Giving Tuesday.
It happened one summer.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Fear is gone.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new nomination for President-elect Trump today, announcing Warren Stevens as his choice to serve as the United States Ambassador to the United Kingdom. Stevens was a major Trump donor, giving millions of dollars to Trump's super PAC. Details about President Biden's decision to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, ahead of his sentencing this month on federal gun-related charges.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle denouncing the pardon. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments today on whether the FDA should continue to be able to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes. Conservative justices questioned whether vape makers had fair notice on FDA requirements, while liberals supported the agency's actions. Lake effect snow slamming the Great Lakes, seven states, Wisconsin to New York, under snow alerts today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hayes.